This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, hoping that you will take just a few moments out of what I'm sure is a very busy day for you to study from the sacred will of God and to pay some real attention to a very serious warning which is given to us by the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, where he says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may gobble up, as it were, swallow you down in one great gulp, spiritually speaking." Now, thus far in this rather lengthy series on the question, if I were the devil, what would I do? I have been considering what would I do with people in the world, or what at least would I try to do. Now we have finished that part of our study, and we turn now, if I were the devil, what would I try to do for those who are Christians or those who are members of the Lord's church? Remember now, of course, I am not the devil, and I'm striving with all of my heart not to be a minister of the devil. But it is possible that I could be, so far all you know, and you must check up with your own Bible and see whether or not the things I tell you are true. Basically, the point that I'm trying to do here is to get you to recognize the way the devil tries to deceive us all, and to realize that it's your responsibility, yea, your great privilege, to take the Bible and see for yourself what it teaches, and to try to bring your own life into harmony with it. And so, in giving this lesson, or series of lessons, if I were the devil, I'm not trying to persuade you to follow the devil. Rather, I'm certainly trying to do the very opposite to that, and trying to get you to follow God Almighty and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But now to our lesson, if I were the devil, what would I do, or try to do, with you if you are already a Christian? I would try, just to sum it up, in one single statement, I would try to get you to become unfaithful. Now, I realize that there are many people who teach that once you become a Christian, you cannot become unfaithful. I've actually had public discussions with men who taught that the child of God cannot sin at all, that once you trust Jesus as your personal Savior, you cannot be guilty of even one sin. But, of course, the Bible teaches in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, the Lord writing to the church, when he says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life." Now, if it is not possible for a child of God to sin, if it isn't possible for a child of God to become unfaithful, that statement makes no sense whatever. And the book of Hebrews, which is basically almost from the beginning to the very end, involved in trying to persuade Christians not to fall away, not to become unfaithful, then there'd be no sense of that book at all. I remember studying in a seminary in which a professor tried to explain the book of Hebrews, and he constantly facing these matters in the face of his belief of the impossibility of a Christian becoming unfaithful. It really became somewhat amusing, though at the same time sad to me, to hear him in this kind of explanation. But here we have a basic goal of the devil to try to persuade those who are Christians that they cannot become unfaithful, that God will save them no matter how they live. But my friends, the Bible does not teach that. Christian character has something to do with your everlasting salvation. I would try to persuade you to forget what you had confessed before you were baptized into Christ. You know, the Bible teaches in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And so we must not only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we must be willing to confess that faith, the faith which we have in our hearts, with our mouths. Now, when we confess Jesus Christ as Lord before the world, and before the church, or whoever may be present, and before God Almighty in heaven, we're certainly doing something more than merely going through a ritual. We are involving ourselves in an open commitment to follow Jesus Christ, to obey His will, no matter how much it may cost us for the rest of our lives here on this earth. But many people forget that confession. They confess in one moment that Jesus is the Christ, and therefore they're going to follow Him, and then soon they become unfaithful. But our time's gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study, If I Were the Devil, What Would I Try to Do with the Church?